Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. Have you been going through a period of time where you are not seeing your monthly menstruation? If this isn't happening on a regular basis, ideally every 24 to 35 days, this is a problem and something we need to dive deeper into. And I know you're already thinking that. You're already thinking, what do I do and how can I support my body through this? And does it really matter? Because sometimes it does feel a little more convenient to not have a period. Well, I'm here to tell you that it does matter and that when your period is missing, it's really important that we listen to your body and what it's trying to tell us. Hang on for some more tips and what to do if you're missing your period, and definitely some what not to do. If you're new here, I'm Rita Johnson. I'm the owner of Divine Mercy Nutritional Care, and I help women to take their health back into their own hands through dietary changes, lifestyle, at-home lab testing, and mindset work. So first, let's define what is a missing period. Ideally, we should have a regular menstruation every 24 to 35 days. If you've started cycling and are experiencing regular menstruation, initially the first few years when we start cycling, it's normal to have some cycles be skipped here and there. We also see the opposite happen as we approach menopause. So ideally sometime in our mid to late 40s, we notice that we go longer periods of time in between menstruation, and that is normal. However, we really want to support our body to be able to have monthly cycles as consistently and long as it possibly can. We forget a lot of times how important those hormonal processes are for our overall health. They're really supporting and protecting our cardiovascular health. They're strengthening our bones. They're keeping our hair shiny and lush. There's so many benefits that we have to when our hormones are working well. We really want to be sure we're supporting optimal hormone levels our entire life long. And if our period has stopped, that means that those hormones have stopped surging throughout the month, and we need to do more to support it and listen to it. The first thing I want to tell you is what not to do if you're missing your period. Do not take the hormonal birth control pill. Oftentimes we're told at the doctor's office that if we start taking the pill, that then we'll have regular monthly bleeds. Although you will have a monthly bleeding episode, it is not your natural menstruation. What the pill does is it overrides your hormones and shuts them down. And then you'll see 3 weeks of consistent hormones, and then the fourth week is actually a placebo pill where we'll see a withdrawal bleed. So yes, you will bleed for 6 to 7 days. However, it's not a true menstruation. And so that tells us that it's not because your hormones are working optimally. Instead, it's because of what's happening from the artificial hormones in the pill. And so the hormonal birth control pill is not the solution to your missing period. So what is? It may be that you need to increase your caloric intake, especially if you're an athlete or your menstruation has gone away as you've changed how you're fueling your body. That's a big sign that you need to increase your caloric intake. Now, I'm not one who's big on focusing on calories alone. Oftentimes, I like to talk a bit more about macronutrients, things like our proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. And what I find, particularly in women who have exercise-induced amenorrhea, where they're no longer cycling, is that they're not consuming enough fat and or carbohydrates. And so this is a really delicate balance that I like to look at how they're eating, how their body's metabolizing these things, and see how we can support the body to continue to digest them well, but also incorporate them more into the daily diet. The second thing to think about if you are missing your cycles is if you're not from, it's not an exercise-induced problem, then there could be a lot of inflammation in the body that's preventing your body from making those sex hormones that it needs to continue to cycle regularly. So we need to take a long look at what are some of those sources of inflammation and how can we reduce them. It may be things ranging from looking at co-infections in the gut to looking at what you're consuming on a day-to-day basis. Are you exercising and moving your body in a way that allows for cortisol not to be built up, which is going to go against our body's ability to make sex hormones? Looking at these other things are really important so we can kind of assess what the overall picture is and how your body uniquely needs to be supported to start cycling again. I hope this video helps you. At the very least, I hope that you walk away knowing that if your period has stopped coming regularly, that is a problem and something we need to dive deeper into and learn more about what your body is telling us. If you feel like you have no idea where to start in this journey, schedule a free discovery call with me. I'd love to chat with you about what's been going on with your health and how to get you moving forward in your health journey. Hey friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today.